Offside. Dvoboj fašistov. V prvem krogu predsedniških volitev v Romuniji je na prvem mestu po 98% preštetih glasov pristal neodvisni kandidat Călin Georgescu. Oboževalec romunskega fašističnega konduktorja iz druge svetovne vojne Iona Antunescuja. Prehitel je sedanjega premijeja in favorita na predsedniških volitvah Marcela Ciolacuja iz socialdemokratske stranke in desno konkurentko Eleno Lasconi iz Unije rešimo Romunijo, s katero se bo pomeril v drugem krogu 8. decembra. Po rezultatih usporednih volitev je vodil premijer Ciolacu s 25% glasov. Sledila mu je Lasconi s 18%, na kar se je zgodil nepričakovan preobrat. Po skoraj 99% preštetih glasov je Georgescu prehitel oba. Po preštetju glasov iz diaspore pa je Ciolacujeva prehitela še Lasconi in je za njim zaostajala za manj kot odstotek. Po končanih rezultatih je Georgescu osvojil skoraj 23% glasov, Lasconi pa 19,17%, kar je za 2 promila več od Ciolacuja, ki je tako za las izpadel iz predsedniške tekme. To je prvič, da se kandidat socialdemokratov ni uvrstil v drugi krog predsedniških volitev. Sedanji predsednik Klaus Johannis iz desne nacionalliberalne stranke po 2 zaporednih mandatih ni smel ponovno kandidirati. Kandidat njegove stranke Nikolaj Čuk pa je osvojil le nekaj manj kot 9% glasov. Iz predsedniške tekme sta tako izpadla kandidata obeh koalicijskih strank. Politiko po prvem krogu vodilnega kandidata Georgescuja opiše Florin Poenaru, predavatelj sociologije in antropologije na Univerzi v Bukarešti.
Very bluntly put, he's a fascist, no question about it. He's an admirer of Romanian interwar fascists. He has a fascist ideology when it comes to minority rights, when it comes to the way he views society, the way he views struggles in society, social groups. He's also a nostalgic of Romanian developmentalism as it was during Ceaușescu's regime, the late era of Ceaușescu regime, which was characterized by high levels of nationalism. And in addition to that, he's also has this nationalist spiritualist discourse, which basically transforms the country into some sort of transcendental entity, which needs to be defended. But he's also very much into this new age spiritualism, which, for example, offered the grounds for him to be against vaccination, to deny the existence of COVID, to see there a planetary conspiracy aimed to subjugate people to the will of some sort of unseen ruling class elite conspiracy. He's also, of course, a big promoter of conspiracy theories of all sorts, old and new. So he's a complex construction of various fascist tropes, which are well known everywhere today on the right, on the extreme right, but with the added twist of being a big supporter of Romanian interwar fascism. In fact, he's under prosecution as we speak because he broke the Romanian law when he openly defended Romanian fascists.
Romunija ima polpredsedniški sistem. V času vladavine tovariša konduktorja Nikolaja Ceaușescuja je predsedniška funkcija predstavljala najvišjo izvršilno oblast. Po njegovem padcu pa je ustava iz leta 1999 moč predsednika omejila. Pooblastila predsednika v Romuniji pojasni Poenaru.
In ambiguous role that the president has in Romania is indeed a semi-presidential republic, but it's a lopsided one in the sense that even though the president is theoretically part of the executive, it doesn't really have executive powers. So basically the president, I think one of the most important characteristics of the job is that the president can name the prime minister, but cannot revoke the prime minister. what the president does in the Romanian system, it's basically to appoint certain figures in certain key institutions. And I think this is where the power of the Romanian presidency emerges from. It's not from necessarily from its executive role, but it's from the power to appoint key figures in certain institutions, like the secret services, the Supreme Court, the judges in the Supreme Court, magistrates in the judicial system, and so on and so forth. These are the most important institutions. So in the Romanian case, the real power of the president is that it is able to control through appointments these absolutely key institutions. And of course, the president is also the head of the army, and it also presides over the National Security Council, which ultimately has the power to decide foreign policy and military policy and to intervene in situations of crisis like it was the case during COVID. These are the most important elements of the Romanian.
Glede na to, da ima predsednik večja pooblastila pri določanju zunanje politike države, je najbolj relevantno Georgescu-jevo nasprotovanje NATO in Evropski uniji. NATO-vi protiraketni ščit v Romuniji je Georgescu označil za diplomatsko sramoto. Za vojno v Ukrajini trdi, da jo manipulirajo ameriška orožarska podjetja. Desnemu evroskeptiku pa se obeta osvojitev predsedniškega mandata ravno med zaključnimi pogajanji za polno pridružitev Romunije šengenskemu območju skupaj z Bolgarijo. Za državi od letošnjega aprila že veljajo šengenska pravila za letalski in pomorski promet. Georgescu je volinijo glede Zahoda predstavi sogovornik.
I think what he's trying to do is to capitalize on, and I think obviously he did that because he won the first position yesterday. He's trying to capitalize on an emergent trend of sovereignism, anti-Western sentiment, Western criticism that percolated in Romanian society well before the pandemic, but definitely reached a new height during and after the pandemic, again, during the economic crisis that I mentioned, characterized by huge levels of inflation and therefore huge levels of dispossession, poverty, and disenchantment of a large segment of the population, again, especially local owners of the capital and the city bourgeoisie. So he's obviously riding this wave of sovereignist, anti-Western sentiment, but again, coupled with a very sui generis domestic legacy.
Georgescu obljublja protekcionistično politiko za kmete in zmanjšanje zanašanja na uvoz. Napoveduje spodbujanje domače proizvodnje hrane in energije. S tem, kot pojasnjuje sogovornik, nagovarja predvsem določene sektorje male buržoazije.
Addressing the local owners of capital, farmers, but not only small industries, even certain segments of the petit bourgeoisie who's threatened by the economic changes, economic crisis that ensued also before COVID, but definitely after COVID, especially in the context of high inflation. So obviously he has a social base there, or to put it differently, there is a social base in Romania right now that is open to such protectionist anti-Western discourses. He's also peddling this nostalgia from the communist times when the Romanian economy was so-called self-sufficient, autarkic, and bent on a nationalist developing path, which became the trademark of later year Ceausescu's era when the country was switch the economy in order to be able to pay loans to foreign creditors. So this is the worldview, economic worldview, that he's putting forward in a context, again, in which indeed certain classes and certain segments of the local bourgeoisie are affected by the crisis. So he's definitely addressing these fears and desires.
Za ekonomskega patriota se razglaša tudi Čolaku, vendar po Poenarujevem mnenju še vedno obstajajo razlike med Čolakujem in Georgescujem.
I think it's in the magnitude of the proposals that Georgescu puts forward, which is really at least on paper. I mean, he never detailed this how it's going to actually work in practice, but he's definitely much more isolationist in the sense that the economy should be, in a sense, nationalized, but also national, right? So this kind of the emergence of a domestic bourgeoisie. Whereas Čolaku was more patriotic in discourse, while the policies of PSD has always been open and amenable to global capital, the foreign capital. So there is a big difference in degree of whatever they call economic nationalism, but also in terms of proposed policies. Čolaku and the PSD was always very friendly to global capital, even though some policies also winked to the interests of the local bourgeoisie, of the local owners of capital.
Elena Lasconi je od leta 2020 županja mesta Kempulung. Junija letos pa je postala voditeljica Unije Rešimo Romunijo, ki je trenutno tretja največja stranka v parlamentu. V drugem krogu bodo volivci izbirali med dvema desničarskima kandidatoma. Lasconi slovenski in evropski mediji večinoma opisujejo kot desno-sredinsko ali reformistično kandidatko, s čimer se Poenaru ne strinja.
The more accurate description is that we will have two extreme-right fascist candidates in the second round. Basically, there are no substantial differences between Lasconi and Georgescu, except, let's put it this way, Georgescu is a much more coherent, nationalist, xenophobic, fascist, sovereignist ideology, much more coherent, much well articulated, whereas Lasconi is much more populist, if you want, in a broad sense, meaning that she's trying to address and talk to and persuade larger constituencies, and therefore her ideology is also a bit of a mixture of everything, like a salad of ideas trying to approach various constituencies. So she can also be sovereignist when it comes to issues of economy or politics. She can also be pro-NATO and pro-war and supporting Ukraine if that's what needed to persuade certain people. She can be very vague about various social issues like abortion or gay marriage and so on and so forth. But deep down, I think they represent two facets of the same fascist construction. One nationalist and sovereignist. The other one is more, let's say, populist, cosmopolitan.
Georgescu ni popolnoma nov obraz v romunski politiki. V letih 2011, 12, 16 in 20 so ga za premijeja tehnične vlade predlagale stranke socialnih demokratov, Demokratična liberalna stranka in Zavezništvo za zedinjenje Romunije, vendar ni bil na koncu nikoli izbran. Njegove tehnokratske kvalifikacije so različne funkcije, ki jih je opravljal v 17 letih dela pri Združenih narodih za Agencijo za človekove pravice, Programu Združenih narodov za razvoj, Programu Združenih narodov za okolje in kot posebni poročevalec Združenih narodov za strupene in nevarne odpadke. Bil je tudi generalni sekretar in svetovalec na Ministrstvu za okolje. Strankarskega zaledja pa Georgescu nima, tako da je njegov nenaden vzpon na predsedniških volitvah za sogovornika presenetljiv.
Another thing that I will add, which is on everybody's mind this morning, is how exactly the appeal of this fascist rhetoric, ideological construction of Georgescu transformed from a really viral campaign on TikTok into electoral politics, because basically no opinion poll predicted this result.
nobody was aware of such a movement percolating within society that led to these results. So it's a big question how this person who has no staff, no campaign, no headquarters of a campaign, no logo, no nothing, basically a single person emerged, who ran as an independent with absolutely no campaign, no meetings, no backup. He won an historic result, beating basically the most organized political party in Romania right now, the biggest party in Romania right now, which is the Social Democratic Party. Right? They have a huge infrastructure around the country, and all of a sudden, a person with no infrastructure managed to severely defeat them in the election. So this is a question that is still a huge unknown that we need to answer in the next days and weeks to come.
Tako je tudi v Romuniji ponovno na pohodu fašizem. Levi ali vsaj liberalni volivci pa v drugem krogu predsedniških volitev ne bodo imeli na izbiro niti manjšega zla, ampak samo dve vrsti fašizma. Offset je pripravil Matej.
Ali komunizem ali barbarstvo.